Hello, dear listeners. We wanted to give you a slightly different intro to this one before getting to the actual intro of the game. This game comes with a bit of a trigger warning. Needless to say, it is not for children, and comes with a mature content warning. Please be aware that this game contains mature themes including drugs, sex, sex magic, prostitution, sexual murder, and all manner of sexual practices are at least touched on. If this is not your type of game, please feel free to listen to any of our other shows. We completely understand. Thank you for listening.
The Rancor's Brothel presents Berlin, the Wicked City. Part 2, Dances of Vice, Horror, and Ecstasy.
Basically, you guys just walked out of the hospital. I believe it was midday when you went in there to find the body rather than the live human, Anita Berber. What would you like to do?
It's Sunday, isn't it?
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
I fucking hate Sunday.
Sundays are the worst.
I don't remember
what time it was. Monday, obviously.
I want to say it was like 2 o'clock when you went in there. So yeah. let's call it like 4. Couple hours, maybe.
Bless you. Oh,
goodness.
It's getting close to dinner time for some people, or what have you.
All right. So, Austin, you have our list.
I do.
What can we do if the bookstore is closed, and if can we investigate into whether there's an antiquarian available, or should we just go straight to Henri because he doesn't keep business hours?
We could go to Henri. We could go to the bookstore and just see if anyone's there. Like, it may be one of those situations where the owner lives on the premises and could open it up for
maybe
us.
Maybe jiggle the door to see if someone left it unlocked.
You know, doesn't live
jiggle,
on the
jiggle.
Premises.
I like to wiggle, wiggle.
We could find our way in.
Sorry.
I also wonder if with some of this more esoteric crap that's going on, if we can find, or if I can use my connections to find some sort of expert in kind of these occult religions, and just try to.
But we don't know that you are a secret super spy, do we?
Right. No.
So
no,
you'd
no.
have to do that.
Do it
on
as
your
a, as a
you
professor.
You gotta do it on the DL, bro.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Or I mean, honestly, as a professor, that's.
Oh,
probably
I was
where
thinking
I
of
get...
your secret super spy connections.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't thinking of your
that's,
professor.
Oh, okay. I think I can do. I can do both. Yeah.
You are a tenured professor. You would have contacts for various things.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool.
Universities would probably have a lot of information.
All right.
Especially if you were sent here for a collegiate reason.
Remind me, did we talk to what's his shit who actually conscripted us to go and see Berber and all that stuff? His name's like A. Augustus.
Oh, we might want to recheck in with
Algus,
him.
Ambrose.
Growl?
Growl.
Yes, that's the one. What's his first name? It's A something.
Oh, Alvin. Alvin.
Alvin, yes.
Alvin in the chipmunk. Alvin.
He talks a big game. Alvin.
You haven't been able to locate him at all.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
You haven't heard from him. He hasn't contacted you.
In like the 2 year. Yeah.
Maybe he got stuck in the upside down.
Maybe he was a fucking quack. I'm glad he's dead.
You are very aggressive. You're dehydrated. Drink some water.
Got too much sun.
It makes you evil.
All right. Henri or breaking and entering? What are we thinking?
There are also directories, like phone books, if you're looking for an antiquarian. That is a thing you can look for.
Okay.
Oh. But also probably closed on a Sunday.
I was going to say Lucas is going to be like, it's Sunday. They're not there.
He did mention it, though. So maybe...
You walk across the entire city.
I've been rolling dice to see if things are open, so...
Oh.
two years ago it was closed. That's why I rolled the
on
die.
A Sunday.
Okay, let's do some investigation because, well, how long
it
do we think
nice,
Henri's going to be in, it, around?
It would be nice to confront him with like a little bit more information versus just being like, what are you up to?
Yeah.
Like immediately, like we just came, have that sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be like, hey. You've talked about this before. We know this about it.
That makes sense. As much as I want to do a research montage, That makes sense.
We are only allowed to do a research month first.
Oh.
So that we are armed with information when we confront
him. What if
him?
Homeboy skips town, though?
I have a feeling that's going to be a dice roll.
I'm just rolling dice.
You're rolling Grady's Twister dice.
Yeah.
I wish I had one. I got this. Oh, you've seen it, though. I can roll this. That's the damage die for Shadows of Astron. It's a crit die.
Oh.
It's got three tens and three ones, and then a four, five, and a six on it for damage.
Hmm. What do we think, y'all?
It's a 10. Means nothing.
10 out of 10.
I vote research.
Yeah. And then maybe I can split off.
Yeah, I'm trying to check
you guys
down your
do that,
guy.
I can
never split the party. Check.
Yeah, true. for a research, I feel like for role
it's
playing,
the safest thing you can
research
split the party
and shopping is about the only
yeah,
thing
you can
split
the party.
Party
yeah. For.
Charles dies of paper cuts. You have no idea.
He cuts his finger on a Babylonian architecture book and dies.
And also is a blood
ancient
sacrifice at the same time.
It's got some sort of ancient microbial disease on it. You had no idea. It's
no
in
idea.
Your system and you died.
Right?
Damn.
Love the idea that it's safe to split the party during research, just thinking about IL.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
So what would you... Are you looking in the directory for...
Well, okay, hold up. If we are going to split the party, couldn't somebody tail Omri?
That sounds... Honestly, that sounds really boring.
Sitting out on your penny farthing smoking cigarettes? Inconspicuously.
I have really good research and library skills, so it wouldn't be me, I think.
Yeah, I have really good library
skills.
So
do I.
Well, then.
I have a feeling Spencer does, too.
Sure, you are a professor.
We're a bunch of fucking nerds.
His idea.
Actually,
he doesn't have anything.
I don't have anything in library.
All right, go that, follow
I'm
him.
Actually trying to avoid this. Because yeah, I don't know him. What the Dewey Decimal System is. I'm supposed to be a professor.
What is yours?
73.
You don't have to know what how mine's libraries
70.
Work. You just have to know,
yours
like,
is better than mine. How
history.
Is that possible?
I'm 70.
I'm only 50.
Get learned.
Get learned. Yeah, right? Well, so I file for a living.
Oh, yeah.
So who's going where? Let's figure this out.
So I am happy to go to... So I'm going to call the bookstore.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
In Vea. Bring.
It rings endlessly.
It's not closed open.
No one answers. Answering Damn. Machines don't exist.
Damn. I leave a message anyway. The message is, get fucked.
Yeah, I don't think there were answering machines in the 20s.
You still hear me say get fucked. Okay, so Invea is out until probably tomorrow.
Yes.
Library is the Berlin Public Library or something close to it.
Look on that legend. I want to say there are multiple types of libraries. There's a library of... Like,
oh, no, the legend's on this
there's
side.
There's a library of like industrial arts. There's a library of all kinds of things. I don't know if they're all listed there or not. That's weird that the library is not listed on there. That's very strange because I know there are multiple types of libraries and they're even in this book somewhere. Yeah, we'll just call it the Berlin Public Library. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Are they open?
They are.
I will go there.
Okay. Anyone going with him?
Yeah, I'll go to the library. I could do a library.
Okay, are the two of you going elsewhere or with?
Yeah, so I would like to... I don't know how you want to do this, if it is a role to see if I've made any connections over the last 2 years or if I can just say I have or... Because I'd like to check in with some contacts.
Yeah, I believe... Was it the three of you, including Emily, were...
Researching.
No, I was trying to think... For the last 2 years, you guys kind of lived life normally. You were the one who lived life kind of fucked up, right? For the past 2 years?
I think so,
you couldn't,
yeah.
You couldn't deal?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your credit rating?
800.
30?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'd kind of like to go off on my own then.
Okay.
Oh, he doesn't like us.
Yeah, wow. And I'll say something weird along the lines of I have a friend who I can check in with. We were grad students together at Oxford, and he's studying in the area. He's an odd fellow, so I'll probably check in with him first and make sure everything's okay, and then I'll meet up with you guys.
He's an odd fellow? Because that is a group of people. Like the Odd Fellows is like a fraternity. Just throwing that out there. I don't know if they existed at the
fraternities point, are not a good thing in Germany.
They are.
Why?
So with your contacts, who are you contacting and what for?
I would say, guys, I'm trying to think if I should go for the more academic side of it or for more secret spy stuff. I think for this particular thing, I think academic would be smarter. I think I'm looking for someone who specializes in like history of the occult or religions, so I can run by some of the things we've learned and seen and some of the documents by this person and maybe get some more information or find someone else who knows more than my contact.
Yeah, it might be nice to have, like, I know we have the names of the books, but it might be nice to get an idea of, like, in case we can't find them. Yeah, just more information.
Yeah.
I had a train of thought and it got derailed. Sorry.
Well, you guys are going to the library, so you can look up those books. You can literally look for those titles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But like filling in the gap, because, you know, what she was researching and then what actually happened and what she was a part of elsewhere. Those are two different things.
Yeah, you can find a contact for that thing.
Okay.
What is Dottie doing? Are you going to the library or are you doing something else?
She would probably go to the library with you.
Especially since she's such a good librarian.
She is a good librarian. She's like the inventor of the Dewey Decimal System. I'm kidding, by the way. She's the Dottie Decimal System. could only get away with it, though, by naming herself after a guy. Sure. Obviously.
True.
No, she will go to the library.
Okay. All right. We'll start with Charles. So you're looking for occult, people who know the occult, right?
Or like ancient religions.
Mm-hmm. Or ancient religions. And honestly, I'm gonna need your guys' help with asking questions.
And then
I need to take better notes.
You're gonna need Austin's help because I have no notes. But Austin's got his new reading glasses, so he can help you read his notes.
Yes, I can read many things.
You know what you want, so you go ahead and just order it.
Many things that I could not have read before, I can read now.
What are we looking up? Hold on.
We're looking up idea questions for his friend to ask.
Astarte. Blah, 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 whatever her name is. The moon goddess. We need to know about her and what she has to do with the dancing.
How is it?
E-S-T-A.
Start.
A-S-T. A-R-T.
A? Oh.
I put E too.
Astarte.
I put E. So it's Astarte.
Aster makes sense because...
Yeah.
It's ah. Yeah.
Astarte.
That's why I couldn't figure it out because I was like, Astarte. Like, so Astarte. Got it.
Isn't Aster like star in a language?
We need to know about Mesopotamia.
Like just the region. What was their primary export?
Well, so it says seven blue tile. I have seven blue tile gates. Ancient Mesopotamia was a note.
Oh yeah, that was one of the things we saw in the upside down, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were there with us in the upside down, so maybe you was there about some of the symbolism and things that we saw.
We had like a weird those like demony things too. Like, is that like pygmies or something? Mm-hmm. Like, is that an ancient lore for any of these regions? The things without faces that look like aliens or whatever.
Oh yeah, the sucker faces.
Yep. I know there's a lot. That's why I was like, just go for it. Pick whatever you want. I don't care. Thank you. Good.
All right. So besides the seven blue tiled gates, is there anything else in the upside down that I should ask about or mention?
Yeah. So you come into contact with a man by the name of Frederick Marby.
Ooh, hold on.
Friedrich.
What if I went spelled to my the same doctor as his name, F-R-I-E, to figure out if any of these
D-R-I-C-H.
Things are...
Ooh.
Marby, M-A-R-B-Y.
Not a bad idea. The neck thing specifically.
But, yeah, the neck thing, like all of the like bloody cloths, the white pus, if we could do a cytology.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
That's a better idea than three of us going to the library. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Continue.
That is a contact you are able to make through... I guess through your
academia.
Academia, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
You can give him a call. He will answer. You can tell him who you are.
Okay.
And we can just move forward to the meeting so you guys can meet that same evening if you wish.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. You probably meet in a cafe in the evening. You see a man balding, big mustache. Probably wearing some kind of tweed. And he sort of gives you a nod. Good evening.
Ah, Frederick, I truly appreciate you meeting with me on such short notice. So I'm working on something for, you know, the
government.
So I'm working on a new publication, and print date is coming up quickly, and I just have a few missing pieces that I could really use some help with. So, how familiar are you with ancient religions, say ancient Mesopotamia, kind of Babylonia?
Minor to moderate, my main area of study are the runic sciences.
Oh, that could be very helpful. I'm constantly looking for people to, you know, join with me in my research, and sometimes I can even offer a little bit of coin. I was wondering if I could use you for... to show you some items and artifacts that I come across and have you analyze them and maybe help us understand them a little bit better. Would you be interested working either on commission, or if I publish a paper, obviously I'd credit you. Would you be interested?
Of course. Do you have anything with you or on you?
Yes, actually. And then I pull out the doll and show him the back of the doll's neck where the runes are.
He looks at it and immediately says, yes, so this is Hebrew. I'm not sure if this is a language that you know or...
No, it isn't, actually.
It means truth. He says, he kind of looks at the doll and says, it's a very interesting porcelain piece, modern. It's not ancient, I'm not sure. If this was bought at the shop, there are, of course, doll maker shops here in Berlin. Usually this mark, either on the back of the neck or sometimes on the foot, would be a maker's mark.
Oh, right. That makes sense. Have you seen this kind of maker's mark before, by chance?
Personally, no. I'm not much of a doll collector.
Ah, right.
Something that you could research in perhaps the Library of Industrial Sciences?
Right.
Arts and Sciences.
So you're someone who is well-versed in runes, maybe a bit of symbology too. Have you heard of Astarte, the moon goddess?
Briefly, vaguely. I recall reading some Babylonian texts in my school days.
Right.
What is it you wish to know about Astarte?
Well, honestly, I'm thinking about a future project and studying these ancient gods in more depth. So, do you know...
Fertility rites.
What's that?
Fertility rites.
And I'm also interested in fertility rites.
Astarte would be an ideal goddess to worship in terms of fertility.
Right.
Ancient Mesopotamian knowledge, again, being minimal. She, I believe, was some sort of fertility goddess, sex goddess, perhaps even noted to have sex slaves. This is just such a, it's sort of a broad answer. Do you have a more specific question?
You guys have any ideas? We're not really at specifics yet. So we're just getting broad information.
I guess you might ask how, like, she was.
How she presented herself.
Yeah, or like how she was reported to have, like, accumulated these sex slaves, like how she brought them under her spell.
All I'm thinking is our orgy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, what was worship was, like?
If it's music, rituals, yeah. Or...
Or yeah. If there's more about her, like, is she able to possess people? Like, has there been known...
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea.
Abilities? Or any sort of modern cults or anything rising up around her.
Right. So do I... So, Lucas, those are all great questions. If I throw all of that kind of stuff at him, is that beyond his... Because it seems like, oh, I just remember this from my college history class. Not necessarily because he's a specialty in runes.
I don't remember anything
from my college history class. Yeah,
neither do I. Seriously. I do. My professor's name was Chet.
Or could he point me to someone who does? Or could he fill us in on any of those questions about the actual rites of Astarte and how she got her slaves?
He wouldn't have, like, the full knowledge of it. Just so you know, I rolled randomly on a list of Berlin occultists that I found on Wikipedia, and then he was the one I landed on, so his knowledge is a little more minimal. But he could tell you that, you know, as far as Astarte is involved, she has loose connections to Ishtar.
Ishtar?
Yeah.
Vaguely familiar with the word Ishtar.
It's a East Semitic. Ishtar, she was, Astarte was worshipped mostly in the Bronze Age among the Canaanites and Phoenicians. Although she was originally associated with Amorite cities such as Ugarit and Amar, as well as Mari and Ebla. And celebrated in Egypt, specifically.
That was all really good information. I just want to be like, am I right?
He will also mention not only is she sort of this love goddess, but also a goddess of war.
What is love if not war? Am I right?
Comrade.
Get you some coffee.
Okay. Well, Frederick, this has been most enlightening. I truly appreciate you taking the time. And then I'll pay for whatever we're drinking.
Sure, whatever, coffee or something, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll hand him my card, tell him if you ever need anything at all, please, anytime, let me know, and I'll be in touch.
He says, I'll do my best. I'll do my best to reach out. I can reach out to some other people here in the city if I hear anything of note. I'll be happy to contact you.
Very much appreciated. Good evening.
And hopefully he contacts you before he is detained during the Third Reich.
Yay!
the timer starts now.
That is vastly approaching. And that's just what was in the Wikipedia article for him. The library.
Library.
What are you specifically searching for?
So we have the titles of those books. And I think I would just try to get all of those books and create my own little Berber stack in front of me at a table and just start combing through and trying to make some connections and trying to figure out what she was... looking at, looking for.
And when we, like, hit something that we don't have any information on, like, then, go into the library to find books to fill in those gaps.
Yeah.
It's almost like we used to use libraries a lot.
Back in the day.
Back when I wanted to know things.
Perhaps... Did I miss?
Back when my brain actually accepted new things.
Do you
things.
Have the titles of those books? I have the titles of the pamphlets.
The titles of the books that were given to us that I remember was Topics of Babylonian and Egyptian Mythos, Astarte, the Moon Goddess, and Fertility Rites.
Okay.
I have those down as well.
Mm-hmm.
Section.
And then you said that there was a few that we couldn't read because they were in languages we didn't know.
That is also very possible, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So those aren't actually, that's just what they're about. So they don't actually give me the titles.
Oh,
cool.
Okay. They gave me the titles of the pamphlets. That's what I was confused about, which you guys did not get the titles of, but you did get the address to the
right.
place.
Yeah.
That is my mistake.
But
however,
okay, so then
you can still find books.
We would go perusing through sections that had related information.
Yeah,
right.
That way, when we go look for the pamphlets, we have an idea of what pamphlets to be looking for.
So roll me some library use rolls.
Never.
Ooh, five under 73.
Wow. You found a secret library.
My God.
Will you confirm this?
She got an ought one.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. The library
just
burns
down. Why are you
down.
Even here?
I'm not.
Oh.
She's behind
you. Did you go elsewhere?
Yes.
I walked with them to the library, and Dottie just looked at them and said, "You go inside. I've got an idea," and runs away.
With pus-filled rags.
She just went on a jog for the day.
You got an ought one?
Yeah, look.
It happens. Yeah. Make sure you check those successes.
That's fair.
Did you even want to roll for your library use, or did you?
She's not going to the
I'm
library.
I'm not here, remember?
Oh, you actually did
I
not
literally left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you go then, is my question, before I...
To my doctor.
You're at the doctor you actually work for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll come back to that. You guys find the Mesopotamian and Babylonian section, immediately.
Dang, you guys are good.
I think the real question is, what specifically are you looking for before I just spout off some info? Because you have clues about various concepts, beliefs, and structures.
I think making connections between Astarte and the kind of rites that she is actually, purported to use.
I'm more interested in, modern, occult interpretations of the goddess, worship practices, those sorts of things. And, maybe the bookstore is a better place for that. So I would be looking for, historically, how was she worshipped back in the day.
And then I would also be on the lookout for that imagery that we saw on the tiles.
The Golem tiles. Of Prague.
Yeah.
Honestly, you got an ought one. Just ask, who's the big bad? Maybe he put his name on the register that, in the little pocket in the books, and he wrote, I'm...
Yeah, who was the last person to check this book out? And it was...
Ought one.
A very naughty man who is going to do big crimes.
Big bad boy.
Based on what you both rolled, especially Adelaide, there's a good chance that, Berber or Henri's name is on the card of who checked these books out last.
Oh, shit.
Dope.
Oh.
Yeah. You probably found the exact same books that were.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I've never rolled a one in my life.
You never rolled
not and I
never
in a good it. Way.
We make sure to take really good notes of all this information that I earned.
You see, iconography typically for Astarte are often she's often depicted as naked, usually in the presence of lions.
Sexy.
identified with symbols of sexuality and war. Sometimes depicted as winged. Sometimes carrying a solar disc and the crescent moon headdress. With her lions, she is typically either prostrate.
For everyone, I know this isn't a visual medium. Austin just did his best prostrate impression. It was very good.
If I were lying naked with a lion,
sometimes you see...
Not prostate, FYI.
Different kind of tickle. you okay?
Hot coffee. That's all I have to say.
Oh no, my eyes are twitching again.
We are falling apart.
Welcome back to the table. Sometimes associated with doves and bees.
Ooh. Bees!
Remember the old saying, the birds and the bees? Boom.
Wait, is that where it comes from?
According to Wikipedia, it's loosely linked, but...
Damn.
Dope.
Yeah.
I should go to the library more often.
Sometimes associated with botanic wildlife, such as palm trees and lotus flowers.
Oh, she didn't. Which is funny, because
that's what I put on my my doors of my vanity in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Wait, was Berber eating lotus petals or rose petals?
They were rose petals.
Okay.
Oh. It would have been better if they were lotus.
Yeah, that's...
we saw.
It would be really hard to get a lotus, though.
Why?
Because they're not as common.
I actually thought lotuses were poisonous, but I'm not positive on that.
They may be.
I'm not positive on that. Gorgeous flowers, though.
Now I kind of want to know, can I look up if lotus is poisonous?
Sure.
Okay.
It's not really part of the game, so I don't care.
Sweet.
Let's see.
Why is lotus eaters popping into my head?
I don't know.
It is.
It's a religion thing, isn't it?
Probably.
It's not classified as a controlled substance, but it is. The flower itself is poisonous.
That's what I thought.
Oops.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a flower I think a lot of people, if they can grow them, put in their flower beds to keep animals from eating flowers because if they eat them.
It depends on which lotus, FYI.
That's probably fair.
Interesting. So lotus eaters was popping in my head. It denotes a person who spends their time indulging in pleasure and luxury.
Weird.
So that ties in.
Weird that. You will find notes that she is mentioned in the Hebrew Bible as Ashtoreth, a non-Judite goddess.
Is there any information about her rites and rituals?
From what I'm able to understand is there aren't necessarily rites and rituals for her so much as she is a goddess that was worshipped for love and war in terms of literally sex and fighting.
Okay.
I mean, it's sort of like, you know, the ancient Romans, you know, to their gods for war and what have you. Like, you pray to a god, you hope it goes well.
That's fair.
Greeks and Romans, Egyptians.
Right, and if you're going to make an offering to the god of or goddess of sex and war, you're going to do one of those two things.
Right, and I mean, it probably wouldn't be out of the ordinary to state that, you know, there at least back in those days, it was probably an animal sacrifice, maybe even a human sacrifice at the time. So that's kind of like the majority of what you're able to find specifically on Astarte. What else are you researching? You rolled a one, so just tell me what you're researching.
I'm researching the imagery on the tiles. On the gateway tiles.
Oh, the gateway seven tiles. Gateways?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are the seven gateways?
Yeah.
When you look up the seven gateways specifically and you start finding information about it, it's not attributed to Astarte. It's attributed to a different goddess known as Abiju.
I heard of her.
Abiju?
Let me get the spelling for you.
Tell me what Abiju does. After you tell me what her
A-B-Y-Z-O-U. That's how you pronounce it. Or how you spell it. The Whore of Babylon. Also known as the Mother of Abominations.
Dope. Oh, like maybe the sucker face guys? Would we consider those abominations?
Sure, probably.
And so those symbols on the gates were associated with her?
The symbols on the gates, I believe, were in multiple languages. It was a mixture of like Hebrew, Sumerian, Egyptian. Like it was legit a strange conglomeration of cuneiform that made no sense.
But so how did researching that get us here?
The seven gates got you there.
The gates are associated
to her.
The gates themselves are associated with the Abiju. Yes.
How about the Golem of Prague?
Surprisingly enough, not in the book, so I will have to look that up. Because they mention it, but they don't give you the info.
Wow, remember when I accidentally upstaged Austin's Ought 5 by getting an Ought 1?
Yes.
It is a golem that was fashioned from clay and supposedly brought to life by a rabbi to protect the protect Prague's 16th century ghetto from persecution.
Dope.
It's said to be called forth in times of crisis.
Oh, that's not dope.
Its true form.
So let's keep that safe, because that could be something, a sort of protective talisman.
I want to research that weird doll. Yeah, how would I go about researching? I guess we know what the... I guess the doll at this point isn't so much of a mystery, because we know it's a doll that has, like, a signature on it. We need to find who the signature belongs to, and we were told we can do that at the museum. So I guess I'm not so much worried about that. Is there anything else that you guys think we should research? Note takers?
So you're not going to research the doll?
No, I am going to research the doll.
Okay.
You misheard me. I definitely want to, now that I know that you're going to give me information.
You find the mark attributed to a doll maker. You don't find the name of the doll maker, but you do find an address.
Dope. Nice. This is a weird library.
It really is.
Rosenthaler Strauss 39. It is just north of Hackshire Market, deep in the city's what they call the Barn Quarter, which I believe, if I'm pronouncing this correct, is Schoenviertel.
I want to research one more thing.
Okay.
I want to research the last piece of music that...
caused us to go into a frenzy.
Yeah, that one.
And you should also do the concerto, the piano.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, the piano is... Oh, I see what you're saying.
That one and the one where Berber made everybody go into an orgy.
Okay.
Sorry, Lucas. Sorry I rolled so good.
Two pieces of music. The piece from the play, or the... Sorry. It's not a play. Berber's performance.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's just an interlude by Tchaikovsky. There's nothing strange about it that you're able to garner.
I believe you've said that before.
He's my least favorite composer, and I'm not afraid to fight someone about it.
No one has a least favorite composer. No one cares.
Do you have a least favorite composer?
Anything that's country. I don't. My least favorite.
Honestly, kind of.
Yes.
Philip Glass. He just annoys me.
Yeah.
Postmodern crap.
All right.
Yeah.
See?
My least favorite composer is Toby Keith.
Yeah, that's fair.
Garth Brooks. All ass.
The Totentanz, which is the one that Henri Chatain Hoffman performed before you all kind of ended up in the other world, whatever.
The Upside Down.
It's called. That's a good name for it for now. There is a name for it that I will tell you later. It's a solo piano work by Franz Liszt. I believe I mentioned this at the time. It's notable for being based on Gregorian plain chant melodies.
You did mention that.
Originally, it was created in 1838. Planned in 1838, completed and published in 1849. Eventually, it was revised in the 1850s. That's the history of the song itself.
Do these people have a history of the occult?
Franz Liszt? Mm-hmm. No.
Tchaikovsky?
It's a Hungarian composer.
Tchaikovsky's white bread. So? He's not interested in
occult. No, Tchaikovsky does not have occult ties.
Damn it. Maybe that's why his music's bad.
Liszt was a very prominent representative of the New German School, as they called it, of music. His contributions to music are the symphonic poem, developing thematic transformation as a part of his experiments in musical form, and radical innovations in harmony.
Transformation, eh?
His father was also a musician. Don't really know if that makes a difference to you.
A likely story.
He's been in the service of Prince Nicholas II, Esterhazy. He also knew Haydn
Haydn, Hummel, and Beethoven personally. So.
Dope. It's apparently, found my bag, so it's safe.
Apparently was sort of a prodigy, began learning piano at 6. The age of 6.
Learn piano at 6. Cool.
Dope.
That's the most you kind of find on him.
Do I have any more aunt 1 points?
Wait, till we get to my aunt 5
points. What's the Moleskine say?
So...
I mean, you're working together. Like, what are you? Yeah. What are you searching for? It's the same. It's fine.
Do you have anything in your notes you want us to ask about?
I think I would just do more in-depth research on the Whore of Babylon.
On Abiju yourself?
Yeah. And in terms of the call that we got, she's coming, the mother of abominations brings death on black wings, all will suffer. Like, that in my mind kind of... use that as a guide to, my research and try to figure out, is that who they're talking about?
Wait, so did we hear the Whore of Babylon's name already?
No, we heard the mother of abominations is coming. She brings death
on... Oh, so it is her.
Hold on.
It is her.
She brings death on black wings. All will suffer, but the young will suffer the most, is what we heard.
Oh, okay. So now we know who the mother of abominations is. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And we saw her realm, right, with those gates.
Yeah.
Her abominations. Oh,
why
no.
Why is her abominations wearing suits, though?
Because they were once people.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think we should break that doll.
Yeah, let's go ahead and not break that doll.
Please don't break the doll.
Don't break the doll.
You have the doll. Hey, everyone, don't break the doll.
This is not Stranger Things. Do not break the doll. Break not call Murray. Do not put, like, what was it, a paint
what
can?
What if inside is an ancient family beer recipe and we just do the movie Beer Fest and we make a lot of money?
No.
Perfect.
No.
Perfect.
Have you not seen Beer Fest? Yeah.
No.
It's been a while.
I mean, if we get to go to Germany during Oktoberfest, I'm down. Yeah, go to Northern Germany. It's not that bad.
So, what would you like to know about Abiju? Just going to pinpoint some.
Where'd you get the name Whore of Babylon?
Why are they so mean to her?
Is that whore or horror?
I think it's whore.
W-H-O-R-E.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wanted to make sure that we are clarifying for those that may not be able to understand us.
This.
Hey, I get it.
Yeah, just I guess general background, and then. Within the occult.
So she is blamed for... she's basically a female demon is what they kind of call her. Blamed for a lot of death in terms of young people, including infants, including stillbirths, that sort of thing. Her name comes up in a lot of different magical texts in terms of curses. Obviously, ancient Mesopotamian is sort of the origin. Interestingly enough, you find that her image is depicted on amulets of healing. It's a Near Eastern concept, Greco-Roman, magico-medical traditions for illnesses or afflictions. A lot of Byzantine bronze amulets where you find her name or her depiction as well. Typically, her hands are tied behind her back. She's kneeling. She is being whipped by a standing figure, identified as either Solomon or Arlaf, which is part of the Testament of Solomon, and identified with the Archangel Raphael, even, which seems bitterly the opposite of someone who curses and kills children.
She needs to work on her brand.
It's all over the place.
It's an interesting little mixture of... really fucking bad and healing.
So, I guess do I get any sense of how she's been reinterpreted in terms of healing? Like, who has kind of co-opted her for that purpose?
Romans?
Do you get any sense of why?
Not really. The Romans adopted a lot of gods and just made them do what they wanted them to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's Rome. You got a god? I'm going to take that god.
It's my god now.
It's my god.
Take this god, make it better.
Oh, they kill infants? Now they heal people. That's what she does now. Okay. We already have Hades. We don't need other bad gods. Actually, I don't remember. Was Hades Hades Roman, Greek? It wasn't Hades. Yeah, Hades was Greek. I don't remember.
Pluto.
What's Pluto? Yeah.
Oh, Greek, you have gods? We're going to take the same gods, rename them, and they do the exact same thing.
Yep. They legit just stole all of them.
Yeah.
That's all they did.
Anything about occultism in terms of the Whore of Babylon?
Not that you would find here, no.
Okay. Could be a bookstore trick. Anything else, m'lady?
I have to think using my big brain. Hang on. No.
It didn't take long.
She was humming the tune De Medicate. I have that written down as like a thing. Somebody was humming a tune when we were in there.
In
Berber and Henri's hotel room.
Henri?
One of them was humming.
Berber was. She was also very high.
Yes, but you gave us nothing about that song.
Tell us more about songs.
I don't know what your notes
if
mean.
If he doesn't remember, it probably doesn't matter.
That's true. You can skip that then. I have Yugoslavia.
Oh.
Written down.
Yeah, I think she went to Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. Just like a quick, I guess, taking out a map for Amy's tiny little non-geography brain. What areas did Mesopotamia and Babylonia and those ancient civilizations kind of cover?
A broad spectrum of the globe prior to modern civilization.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Well, in Middle East, right?
Yeah, I was going to say it's like Northern Africa, Greece, Turkey. Those areas are most associated with it.
You have to remember that like Alexander like the Great Prussia. Was like taking over a lot of those areas at that time. So Mesopotamia.
So just think of where like you think civilization started. That's essentially the areas.
Right. So I apologize. That's kind of a broad answer, but it is really a broad question at the same time.
I guess like what I was getting at is those ancient civilizations probably existed in the spaces that Henri and Berber visited.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what was it? Egypt and I can't remember what the other one was in that article.
Babylonia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Which
cool.
shrunk drastically after they lost many wars. But they had the Hanging Gardens, and that's a thing.
That's cool. I wish I could have seen that.
I'm pretty sure they exist.
Around. I thought the Hanging Gardens were
one of the ancient wonders in the world.
I believe that's still one of the ancient wonders of the world. Yeah. It's actually in the Middle East still. The Hanging Gardens are still there. I'm almost
let's go
positive.
Visit.
I'm quite sure you're
well,
I don't know if you can. Or if it would be safe to.
I believe you can see them at a distance. Moving forward, I'm not sure if there's much else I can give you on your library research.
Did we ask good questions?
Yeah. No, I mean, you guys got a lot of information.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So.
And we've now kind of figured out what's at stake as well, right? We need to figure out who's using the Whore of Babylon, in terms of like an occult.
You are at a hospital, Dottie.
Mesopotamia, sorry. Thank I looked
you.
It up for her
You're
so
fine.
She can see the region. Okay,
I want to see messy potato.
It's messy basically potato. The Middle East. So Iraq, Iran.
Okay, that's
all
what
those
I thought.
Places, yeah.
The cradle of civilization.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I am. I went to the hospital that I work at because I had a few specific questions about one back when Berber got high. I have a few nagging questions about like what can that do to somebody's brain.
Absolutely.
And then also like some of the things we saw, like the thing on her neck, was it like a puncture mark that looked like
it was a very tiny puncture mark, almost as if a syringe,
right? So asking kind of about that, giving the symptoms that she had, like that's basically what she's going to go talk to the doctors and pathologists about.
What was the name of your doctor? Because well, you utilized it for him faking it, but I don't remember what the name was off the
I
top of my
head. I don't remember the name either. It was Dr.
Sorry, listeners. I just don't remember what it is off the top of my head.
I don't remember. Do you remember?
The name was Doctor.
Doctor.
Typical German name.
Yeah, I was like, it was a typical German name if I remember correctly.
It was Doctor.
Oh my God, it's right.
I know.
It's right on the tip of my brain.
That's Dr. Jägermeister.
That's the man you speak to then.
Yes.
Yes, Dottie, what can I do for you?
Hello, Dr. German man.
He probably wouldn't call you Dottie, though. I forget what your actual first name is.
Herr
Her first name is Dorothea.
Dorothea.
It's Dorothea.
So probably call you Dorothea.
Mm-hmm.
To be professional.
It's Dorothea Sabina Weber. Hello, doctor. I don't remember your name.
Let's move forward.
She would just say doctor. I have a few questions. Someone that was close to my sister passed away. And
I'm very sorry.
Thank you. And she was in, obviously, the hospital with her. Like, obviously, they're going to know Dottie's situation.
I'm sure.
So she would
probably
say,
well recorded.
Yes. So she would then be like, yes, thank you. There was a few questions, though, that I had. And she will describe the puncture and say, that to me seems very medically induced. Is that an area where you would insert a drug or...
If you were inserting a drug directly in the neck, then you were attempting to put it as close to, or if not directly into, the jugular vein to push it directly to the brain as quickly as possible.
Correct. Yes. But why would one need to do that? Is there a drug that we would use commonly to do that?
We know. But there are drugs that are utilized for such things. It could have been a sedative, perhaps. Mm. Was she erratic?
Yes, extremely. And she would kind of go into the symptoms of, because I don't remember all of them, but like how erratic she was and how like sick she had gotten and, you know, like.
A woman who was seemingly as frail as you describe her, as gaunt as you describe her, I could not imagine would necessitate such a sedative.
That's kind of what I was wondering. And then she would explain the drug issue that Berber had. I was going to say Faber.
Yeah. Whatever it was, yeah.
And be like, you know, she was once caught sniffing chloroform and eating it with rose petals. What do we know about, like, continuous use of that or eating it that would be
relevant? Anyone who is inhaling chloroform and other drugs mixed in is clearly looking for some type of high. It would definitely modify their reactions. It would modify their thought processes. They could possibly hallucinate if too much of it was taken in.
Prolonged use?
Prolonged use would probably cause neurological issues. Sort of feeding off of, again, your reactionary time, your that sort of thing.
Okay. And then the bandages and whatnot, that came off of where on her again?
It was just in the trash can, so we don't really know.
So we don't know.
It wasn't necessarily bandages so much as it was like rags. Like they were trying to stop
coughing, right?
Or sop up what she was coughing up, basically. Yeah.
So she will produce that out of like a little bag and say, this is, you know, she had this fluid coming out of her. Like, do you, like, obviously it's an infection, but could we maybe run some tests and see anything about it?
Yeah, we can do what we can.
I would really appreciate it. Thank you, doctor.
What's available in the 1920s, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, see whatever's in it. Does anybody have any other medical questions before I say thanks, doc?
Did you ask about the neck wound in terms of injecting a drug or a hallucinogen or narcotic?
Yeah, so he said that it was a drug that would directly go to the brain. Like a sedative. And then when I explained kind of how she was and how frail and how weak she was, he was like, there'd be no medically necessary reason to inject her with something like that.
And even the person in the morgue had no idea, like,
what
wasn't on the report that they had administered a sedative.
I guess she would kind of question about, like, well, would you be doing something maybe to kill somebody? Like, could this be nefarious?
Anything is possible, sure.
Especially since it's not medically recorded.
Right. I would find it very odd that a medical professional would, you know, inject someone in that area unless it was a light sedative for some odd reason.
She would explain that, like, there was at least her husband in the room, and so, you know, she's a little nervous about the nefariousness of that. Because we all know that.
He would furrow his brow and probably say something to the effect of, it sounds like someone needs to speak to her husband.
Let's get him!
Probably the authorities, if possible.
She goes, that was my next stop.
Yes, I would make reports, if possible, and try to find out if there was something that he infected.
Would he be able to test the blood on the Rex to just see what might have been in her system?
Probably.
Okay, cool. She wanted the pus and the blood tested, right. So.
After a while, the tests would come back inconclusive to a substance unknown.
And then nothing weird about the pus? Like, no, like, this was a bacterial infection or nothing?
Yeah. He wouldn't.
No, and that's fine. She just wanted to get things tested.
Yeah. His explanation would either be it could be from an infection or it could have been a bile result of a bile and blood mixture or a strange salvic response. Almost like when someone has rabies, they get like foamy mouth. Like it's weird, right? But it's almost like a pussy foam. Okay. It could have been something strange to that effect.
Okay. Cool. She would thank the doctor profusely. Yep. And then say, I'm off to the authorities.
Okay. So all of these things happen pretty much at the same time.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening. Berlin, the Wicked City was written by David Larkins with Mike Mason and Lynn Hardy. Find us online at rancorsbrothel.com, Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel, and Twitter at Rancors_Brothel.